Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Debbie Gangish of the Petowitz Group, and welcome to this session at our virtual trade show booth called From Personas to Profit, How to Develop and Execute Key Segmentation Strategies to Drive Revenue. And as marketers in today's world, this is what we're all focused on. How can we as marketers help the company impact revenue in ways that we've never done before? And one of the most basic ways that we do that is we use marketing automation, we use these online tools, but we all do it based on personas. More and more marketers are embracing online strategies for effective lead generation. We're in the process of completing a 17-city speaking tour with the Online Marketing Summit, and this is the topic of conversation in every city that we go into. How can marketers embrace and use these online strategies to more effectively generate leads? And certainly, as your marketing mix changes to encompass less direct and more online, it really is necessary to review how you created personas in the past and what is different about online personas from any other persona that you've ever created before. And for today's marketer, a persona is basically a description of your key prospects, including how they act online. So what I intend to share with you in the next 15 or 20 minutes is exactly how do you develop that persona, and I'll give you five major areas to focus on in that development. From there, I'll introduce you to how do you take those personas that you've developed to build effective campaigns, meaning how do you get higher conversion rates all along your lead funnel. We'll talk about the use of online tools or Web 2.0 tools that help you improve those conversion rates using the personas. And then finally, I thought I would end this session at our trade show booth with an example. Take a look at how you can use persona development in follow-up in nurturing campaigns. That I think an example speaks a thousand words. So let's take a look from our definition of a persona. What are the five major areas that you need to think about in developing a persona? And to net it out, you need to think about who they are, what are their pain points, how they buy, how they act, and how they communicate. So let's start with who they are. This is very basic. It's what are the typical titles and functions and roles and responsibilities of each of your personas? And I think one of the best ways that I've ever seen this exercise actually run is I was working with a client last year, and we were doing persona development, and we actually went out to Spencer's, or one of those stores where you can buy those large stand-up people, and for every persona that we identified five key personas that were decision makers and influencers in the sales process. And so we had these five, large standing cardboard people, and we actually created a persona around each of those individuals. And it really made it much easier for the combined sales and marketing group who was doing this persona development to envision and actually come up with some really great, vivid illustrations of what their personas were. So that's something that you can do that I think makes a big difference. And yes, you did hear me say that persona development is best done with sales in the room. I have worked with organizations where only marketing did it, but when you take a look at developing an online persona, I think using your sales organization as your ultimate focus group to help you create those personas is the best way. So from who they are, typical titles and functions and roles and responsibilities within their company, you want to move next to what are their pain points. And again, it's the pain points specifically that your solution can address. And when I think about pain points for these personas, I like to break it down into three different areas. I like to talk about their personal pain, their departmental pain, and their company pain, because people, depending upon where they are in their organization, will respond to some or maybe all three of these. And so once you really understand what their pains are, it's much easier for you to understand later how you're going to be messaging those people. And when you're facilitating this kind of workshop, and I do like doing this as a workshop within your company to develop personas, bullet points are always best. If you start getting into free-form text, you really kind of lose the momentum and the emphasis of creating these personas. So once you've addressed the pain points, again, that your solutions can address, item number three is how do they buy? Now, as I work with companies, I see that this is the hardest thing for companies to do. Most companies have a sales process. They can tell you what their sales process is. It's something that they live, breathe, think, and obsess over. But few companies can tell you exactly how their customers or their clients buy. Now, you can call it a decision-making process, or you can call it a buying process. But when we moved into a digital world, when we moved away from the everything's done in a meeting, everything's done over the phone, and we moved into the digital world, when that happened, our clients got control of the sales process. So it's not so much about how we sell to them. It is now about how they buy and how they move through their decision-making process. So to really fully understand the personas that you need to develop, you really need to take the time to map out this buying process. And there are a number of companies out there who actually have presented generic buy processes, and then you can take those generic buy processes and then you can customize them for your own needs. So as you think about how your clients buy from you, you want to think about the personas that you created, and you want to think about what is their role in that process. Are they a decision maker or are they an influencer? And how do they act in each of those phases of the buy process, which is actually element number four. And I like to call this digital body language, which is a term that's used quite frequently in the market. It's also the title of a new book by Steve Woods called Digital Body Language that I'd recommend for everyone to read. But really, how your prospect's acting online is absolutely fundamental to creating that persona. And this is the newest element for marketers when they're creating personas, is taking a look at how your prospects and your clients are acting online and being able to make some sense from that behavior. And when we take a look at digital body language, we're taking a look at both the demographics, what we know about them either from a form they've completed or from the CRM system, and we're also taking a look at that online behavior. Where do they go? How long do they stay? How frequently and how often do they return? So again, what we've covered so far around creating personas is who are they, what are the pain points, how do they buy, and how do they act? And the fifth element to creating a really strong online persona is to get a sense for their communication style. Now, if you're in a company and your prospects aren't going online, then I'm sure creating an online persona is not going to be for you. But let's face it, we do live in an online world, and everyone is communicating via email. But we also have to think about our social media mix. And are they communicating in Twitter? Are they going out to their friends on Facebook and saying, I'm looking at this kind of solution. Has anyone heard of an answer? And also, always, always think about using multiple channels. Just by using multiple channels, you can increase conversion rates greatly. But just because you send somebody an email, also send them a voicemail or send them a tweet or send them a SMS text. People appreciate different communication styles. But back to developing your personas, you know, how do they like to communicate? Do they have a first preference? Do they have a second preference? I'll give you an example. I'm working with a company right now, a very, very old printing company in the Midwest, who's doing some very exciting new products to market. Well, of the five personas that we have developed for them, one of those personas is active in the uses of social media. So for that single persona, we are creating a social media strategy for communicating and for doing a lot of listening and also doing a lot of learning. But it's not social media for everybody. Again, from that persona, we identified that one person had a communication style that included the use of social media. So when you think about developing your online personas, the five key areas are: who are they, what are their pain points, how they buy, how they act, and the communication style. Now, in my experience, what I've seen is you begin doing this in one session. This can probably be accomplished in about anywhere between 4 to 8 hours. I like doing it in a workshop form, and I like having sales and marketing in the room at the same time. And again, marketers, you need to think about sales as your ultimate focus group when you're considering developing your online personas. And then once that is done, I think it's good to walk away from the workshop, create a deliverable, and then vet that across the company. Is this right? Are these personas right? Do you think we nailed it on the pain points? Is this how they buy? Do we think this is how they act? Do we think this is how they like to communicate? And then once you've got that vetted with a couple more people throughout the company, then you can walk away with a solid set of personas. So where do you go from here? Well, really, the whole idea behind creating a persona is to get you higher conversion rates along your lead funnel. Just like sales has a funnel, today's marketer has a lead funnel. And what you want to have happen is you want these conversion rates to be very high in your lead funnel. And then likewise, when you pass a marketing qualified lead over to sales, you want that to convert highly as well. And by creating these personas that create personalized, targeted messaging and also much better qualification out of the gate, you're able to achieve those higher conversion rates. So let's take a look at, once you have the personas, there's three areas in creating effective campaigns. Number one is messaging. And I have found that the more personalized your messaging can be, the more impactful it's going to be. As a matter of fact, every study shows this. So rather than creating a generic set of messages, you know, the benefit to working with the Pedowitz Group is blah, 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 you should say, as a director of marketing working on personas, the benefit of working with the Pedowitz Group is, and see, that's an example of taking a regular message that you would do and really personalizing that based on the persona. If you understand the title and function, if you can speak specifically to the pain points, if you can speak specifically to where I am in my buy process and you understand how I act, you can make that message incredibly targeted. It's like having a dialogue with your prospect online, and they are responding to that. Additionally, once you've created the messaging, you need to also think about creating assets that will work in your campaign. And again, I'm working with a client right now, and we are in the process of, we're deep in the process of creating these personas. We've created five personas. They're very vivid. They're very distinct. We're very clear on how we're going to be working with each of these personas. Well, not only is our messaging going to be targeted to the persona, but also our assets, the things that we'll be using, the white papers. So the introductory paragraph to a white paper, for example, could be saying, as a director of marketing, blah, blah, or as a CMO. And just those first couple lines will change on each of those assets. Again, I'm using segmentation to continue to talk and have a very specific one-on-one dialogue with each of my personas. So once you've got your personas, you build your campaigns, you've got your messaging that is very targeted, you've got your assets, which again, very easily you can target based on that persona, and then you begin running your campaign. And it really is like having a one-on-one dialogue. It helps you increase conversion rates all along your lead funnel into the sales funnel. And it's always about conversion rates. And you can get higher conversion rates the more personalized and the more relationship-oriented you are in your campaigns and the more you can use automation. So with that as a backdrop, let's talk for a few minutes about what tools that are available that will allow you to do this type of extreme personalization from the creation of these personas. And really, there's two sets of tools. There are your website analytics, and there are marketing automation tools. Now, imagine this. Imagine a funnel. This is going to be your lead funnel, okay? At the very top of that lead funnel, basically what you have is search and website analytics that gives you some of this key information about your prospects. But it gives it to you in aggregate. So you can tell how people might navigate. You can tell where people come from. And you get the big picture. What marketing automation will do is it will take that aggregate and make it the one-on-one dialogue that you need for segmentation and to really take personas from being something you do to something to actually help when you drive profit. So really, there's a whole suite of marketing automation tools out there that will allow you to do this dynamic, automatic segmentation that helps you have those very personal one-on-one dialogues with the people that you're trying to work with in the sales cycle. So let me give you two examples of exactly how this might manifest itself. Now, you're in our trade show booth and you're attending our session. So after this session, I know a little something about you. And if I really wasn't focused on personas and I really wasn't focused on segmentation, I might send you out a follow-up email that would go like this. Dear Debbie, thank you for attending our trade show booth, and please take advantage of 60 minutes of free consulting on a topic of your choice. Hope you have a great day. It wasn't really using very much personalization at all. So if I were to have a segmentation strategy based on a persona, I would want to know something about who you are. I'd want to know something about your pain points. I want to know something about how you buy. I want to know something about how you act. I want to know something about your communication style. So instead of that first email, what if you got an email that said something like this? Dear Debbie, as the director of marketing for Acme Company, I'm sure that having a fully developed persona is key to your successful conversion rate. I've used Debbie's name, I know Debbie's title, I know Debbie's company, and I'm already addressing one of her pains, which is conversion rate. I hope you enjoyed our mini session on personas for profit. Again, I know that you came to my booth, so let's acknowledge that, and that you took away at least one actionable item that will help your lead generation efforts. Again, I'm talking to a prospective client about what they're experiencing and kind of what their pains are. As you continue to develop your online personas, please feel free to take advantage of our complimentary 60-minute consulting session on personas for profit. I know that because Debbie's a director, she's also the person probably most responsible for developing personas so that she is an influencer, if not the decision maker in the process. So I'm offering her some free consulting, and because I know she's the kind of person that could take advantage of that. So between these two emails, which one really was based on a persona for profit, and which one would you be most likely to respond to? I think those are two great examples of how you can actually take the work that you did on personas, build effective campaigns, and increase your conversion rates all along the channel. So I hope you enjoyed this short session on how to develop and execute key segmentation strategies to drive revenue. There are so many powerful tools out there that can help you do this in an automatic fashion. And the companies that are doing it well have a real competitive advantage in the market. If you'd like to learn more about segmentation strategies or the Pedowitz Group, please feel free to visit us at www.pedowitzgroup.com. Thanks, and I hope you enjoyed the rest of the virtual trade show.